And continuing with Henry, in the last 30 years, fueled by the globalization of financial services, lousy lending, capital flight, and mind-boggling corruption, a relatively small number of major banks, law firms, accounting firms, asset managers, insurance companies, and hedge funds have come to launder and conceal at least $10 to $15 trillion of private, untaxed, anonymous, cross-border wealth. Rich people the world over, says James S. Henry. Rich people the world over, including tens of thousands of wealthy Americans, are now free to opt into this sophisticated, secretive, utterly unprincipled global private banking industry. They can become, in effect, residents of nowhere for tax purposes, citizens of a brave new virtual country, which offers its inhabitants unprecedented freedom from the taxes, regulations, and moral restraints that the rest of us take for granted. They wield enormous political influence even without paying taxes, merely by making contributions, threatening to withhold them, or, better yet, threatening to abscond with their capital unless certain conditions are met. In a sense, this is the ultimate libertarian pipe dream, representation without taxation. But it's a nightmare for the rest of us, and we must design and organize our way around it. Unquote from Attack of the Global Pirate Bankers, August 4th, 2008 edition of The Nation by James S. Henry. I don't want to organize around it, right? I'm tired of having to try to exist with something that's strangling us and the earth.